If you read your Bible, you can go to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2.
Her
daughter, or she was a daughter of a man named Phanuel, and he was a private actor, or actor. And she was a great lady. She was an old lady. And she had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And of course, she was married 7 years, and he died. And she was a widow about 84 years. That means that she had been a widow for 84 years. So if she had been a widow 84, she was 97, that makes her 91. This lady was well over 100 years old. I mean, even if she got married when she was 15. All right? And so, serving God there in the temple with fasting and prayers, night and day. And she came in and gave thanks and gave thanks likewise unto the Lord. What's the likewise? Likewise, Simeon, who had seen the constellation of Israel. And spake unto him, spake unto the baby Jesus, to all of them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Everybody that she came in contact with, that she knew that was longing and looking for the Messiah to come, she said, he's here. You hear people say things like this: Jesus came to make everything in the world right. Can I tell you that that's wrong? Jesus came to make people right with God. He reconciles us to a holy God because of his sacrifice. And the whole reason that the baby Jesus came was to die for our sins. And seeing the old man and every old lady had the wonderful privilege of being listed in the scripture because of the heart that they had. I don't consider myself to be an old man yet. Now, probably our young folks do. I went to a basketball game the other night. We've got some kids in our church that play on the school ball team. And it was a Thursday night, and I had a game that I had a free meal, and I thought, I'm going to go to a basketball game. And I watched the girls play, and I was getting ready to watch the boys play. And then one of the girls that I had gone to watch play, I stopped by the concession stand to get a bottle of water. And this girl that I didn't even know, she said, "Are you told for the grandpa?" And I said, "No, I'm a pastor. I wasn't a grandpa. I mean, I'm a grandpa, but not the one who knows." All right? And so, even though I know those young folks, I don't consider myself to be in Simeon's age or Anna's age. But can I tell you that God allowed me to live that long? I want to have the same heart that they had. I want to still be waiting on Jesus. And just like they were waiting for the Christ, the Messiah, to come the first time, I don't want to be longing and looking with such an anticipation for when he comes back again. And maybe before he should come tonight. As Christians, we believe in the imminent return of Jesus. That means that there's absolutely nothing that's got to happen for him to come. Now, there are challenges and things like that for the second part of his coming, what we call the revolution. You find most of the days over in places like Matthew 24, 25. But in the imminent return of Christ, he can come right now without a single thing happening. And can I tell you that just as Simeon and Maria were waiting on Christmas, so we should be waiting on Jesus? And blessed as they were, would we not be just that blessed if Jesus were to come tonight? We've got to have a surgery tomorrow. we've got one of the fine ladies that's been in this church for over 40 years. She's in high school tonight, Ms. Jensen. I think that this will be taken care of if Jesus were to come tonight. We think about his birth at Christmas, and that's wonderful. But let's not forget that there's more verses about his future coming than there were about the first coming. And just as excited as any man were, let's be very excited about what Jesus is doing, okay? Let's stand together. Thank you so much for being here this evening. I do have three gifts tonight. And so I'm not going to get into the gifts this evening. But if you need to talk, I'll be around at the church. The rest of the staff will be around. And so I thank you for coming and being here tonight. And I hope that you'll get to some of these little ones that are probably listening how much they bless your heart by doing that. Let the folks that come in, let them know how much you appreciate them being willing to use their gifts and abilities to serve the Lord at this church. Okay? Father, we thank you for a good day today. Thank you for the message this morning and for the words that we heard. And then, Lord, we thank you tonight for the singing that we heard. Pray, Lord, that you help these little ones to always have a tender heart toward the things of God. Help them to always want to serve the Lord and give them everything that they have. Pray that you would bless those that are older and they sing and play. I pray that you help them to say, my years that I have remaining will be for Jesus. And I pray that that would be the heartbeat of our church. Help us to be a church that anticipates the coming of Jesus, just like Simeon and Anna anticipated the first time. So bless the evening, protect our folks as they travel now, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.